But let's go straight to Adrian Bott. He's online to talk about the weekend's runners. Morning to you, Adrian.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate, and well done with Global Glamour. I haven't had the chance of speaking with you or Gay since Monday. She was getting tired. She had good reason to, mate, but by gee, she showed some guts and determination.
Yeah, she really did. She's an incredibly tough mare. It's a great effort. And look, she did have to do a little bit of work there early in the piece with a couple of horses just digging up inside of her. But to her credit, she toughed it out and hung on and got the result for us.
You wanted to reach out and bring the winning post forward, didn't you? You could sense horses coming because of what she did earlier on, running those 10-plus second sectionals early. It was just out and about. Let's go.
Yeah, even though she was still sort of four or five in front there at the furlong, I was still a little worried. The Fox Play obviously looking to make up quick ground, and you could see she was just starting to put in a few shorter strides there. But,
yeah.
It was getting a little bit tight, but in the end, the right result. Full credit to Josh. He took it to him, and it wasn't easy for a dropping back in trip. And we set out with a plan, and he was able to execute it.
Yeah, fantastic. What's the plan with her? Where does she go next?
She'll race in the Surround next Saturday.
Yep.
And so the 1400 metres probably more to her liking. And from there, we probably have a few options. We may consider backing her up into the Guineas against the Colts, or if we didn't go down that path, it would be most likely the Coolmore,
yep.
with all roads leading towards the Queen of the Turf.
Understand. No, we know how strong she is. Just on another one that I've been asked about on social media, how's English progressing for the stable, Adrian?
Yeah, fantastic. Delighted with her first up trial there at Warwick Farm. About a week ago, she's looking really well. Hopefully a different horse that we've seen this time in. Autumn's always been her go, and she's thriving at present. You'll see her again next week at Warwick Farm. She's trialling for a second time, and she'll follow a similar program to what she did last
okay.
autumn.
Righto, we look forward to seeing her. Well, what about tomorrow? I'll talk about Canterbury. You've got a couple there tonight shortly and one down at Moonee Valley. But tomorrow, looking forward to seeing Scarlet Rain in a tactical first race. The scratching of the bottom one, it only makes it a field of five here now.
It certainly will be a tricky little race. Look, she's obviously a class horse herself and weighted accordingly. So that'll be the big challenge for her against them. Some nice up and coming types that have a lot of respect for. So, look, if she can carry the weight, she's a nice on pace runner. She's got that tactical speed. Really, really impressed with her first up run. It just showed how well she'd returned. I think she was sort of taken on in front, and she saw, plenty of challenges against the older horses and against the males. So that was a really good effort. She's done everything right in between. I guess we're looking forward with her, maybe a race such as the Fireball for her. So
yep.
She may not be in the ideal conditions on Saturday, but really it's a nice stepping stone for her towards some races of that quality.
Understand. DIC's coming back. I guess the question mark is 1500. We normally allow the horse to get up and going beyond 2000.
Yeah, and look, I think that's his usual pattern, and I wouldn't expect to see him that change his preparation. He does race well fresh, but the 15 is ideally short of his best trip. But he looks well, and his trials have been good, and this will bring him on nicely.
Mystic Empire in a silver slipper that's been dominated by She Will Reign all the discussion and for obvious reasons. Your runner, Mystic Empire, wasn't too bad in the trial, and it's got that form around Teaspoon, which is starting to read pretty good now.
It certainly is. And look, we've always had a lot of time for this filly, and she was very brave first up. It was a great effort. And she worked on Tuesday morning, and she was she was very sharp, so that gave us the confidence to head towards a race like this. Look, we're throwing her in the deep end to an extent with the competition through the likes of She Will Reign and Khan. So, look, that'll tell us exactly where we're at with her, but she deserves a chance, and, she's a really sharp type of filly.
Dark Eyes, can it make it back-to-back?
He's an interesting horse. He's very hard to get a line on. He doesn't show you much in his track work, and he's sometimes hard to catch in his races, and he sort of you sort of don't really know how much you've got left up your sleeve when he's been winning these races. He'll never do it by a big margin, but he toughs it out, and he's a competitive horse. So this is probably his toughest test to date. The big query last start for us was the 1900 metres, but I think he answered all those questions. Yeah. So he deserves his chance at this quality, and importantly, he gets some good weight relief. So look, it'll be a test for him, but he seems to step up to the mark every time we've asked him to so far.
Well, that's the one thing. The 1900 doesn't look too bad. There looks to be a little bit of pace in the race. Allergic, Red Excitement, Your Horse, Classic Uniform. It'll be interesting to watch. So they're the four tomorrow. Can we go to Moonee Valley tonight? We saw what Northwest Passage did down in Tasmania. How's the horse got back to Melbourne for this race tonight over the 2500?
He's just thriving, this horse, with racing. He really is. He's come back from Tasmania. He's settled in well, and we haven't had to do much with him. He's obviously a very fit horse, so he's been ticking over well. I think the further we can go with this horse, the better we'll see him. So the distance is no query. I guess he was taking on some his own age group down in Tasmania, yeah. and this will be the next step up for him, taking on some open class horses that are a lot more seasoned than him, I guess. So. And his first time around Moonee Valley will be another test for him. So, but look, it'll certainly tell us if we're on the right path. We'd like to potentially bring him up here for the AJC Derby, but would like to see everything go right for him tonight in order to give us the confidence to do that. So it'll be a good test. But look, in terms of the horse himself, physically, he's in great order.
Good stuff. And just finally, the two for Canterbury tonight, mate. Fun Loving in a 1550 and Supply and Demand in the 1200 tonight.
It was a really good run from Fun Loving last start. Rachel King, I think, rode her superbly. She does a lot of work with her. She gets on well. She's up in the weights now, so that'll be a test for her. But look, you can't do it. She couldn't have been more impressive. The track really suits, and I think sort of complements her racing style. So, I wouldn't knock anything she's done this time round, and she's holding her form well, and she'll give another great sight again tonight.
Well, mate, you've got plenty of runners. We know you're up and about going into the autumn. I think I saw a stat the other day that tells us quite clearly the stable is up and going. All your horses, most of them, if they're not winning, they're all filling the placings. Adrian, you're in a good spot at the moment.
Yeah, we're really happy with the way things are going with the stable, and the horses are being competitive and they're running well, and hopefully that's the momentum that we can keep up going into the carnival.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, mate, thanks for your time. I know you're always busy, but we thank you for it. Good information for our listeners looking right across the weekend.
I really appreciate having you on. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Adrian. Adrian Bodd and Gabe Waterhouse. Stacks of runners starting tonight, Canterbury and Moonee Valley, and then tomorrow.